The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again welcome to our Path to Success transmission. Another day and another beautiful topic today. We'll start with the blessings of Durood e Paak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who desperately needs something should send salat upon me in abundance because it removes difficulties and troubles, increases sustenance and fulfills the needs. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, before we move on to our topic today, our segment inshallah, guess the answer inshallah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
In which city was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam born in? In which city was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam born in? Before we move on to kalam topic, another evil in our society is malice and hatred. Remember, a clean home, no doubt, is nice, but the clean heart is better. A malice is such a deadly internal disease, and remember, it falls upon us. Get the information about the malice and hatred as well. And one more thing, inshallah, we will highlight today, that not only we will explain about what is malice and hatred, but also will give you some, inshallah, precautions and also some remedies as well, and how to protect from this evil diseases, inshallah. So we'll start with a beautiful kalam from Asif Madani, and then we'll move on to our topic. A very important topic is another cancer in our society and destroying many, many families and societies as well. So inshallah, Asif bhai, kalam sunayenge, and then inshallah, we'll discuss about this topic.
Meri ulfat madine se yun hi nahi, meri ulfat madine se yun hi nahi, mere aqa ka roza madine مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے پھر مجھے موت کا زندگی کی بھی پر سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہے کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہے اب تیرا مرنا جینا مدینے میں ہے کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہے کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہے اب تیرا مرنا جینا مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے عرش اعظم سے اونچی بڑی شان ہے روضائے مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے روضائے مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے سرور دو جہاں سے دعا ہے میری ہاں بدو چشم تر التجا ہے میری ہاں بدو چشم تر التجا ہے میری ان کی فہرست میں میرا بھی نام ہو ان کی فہرست میں میرا بھی نام ہو جن کا روزانہ جانا مدینے میں ہے ان کی فہرست نام ہو جن کا روزانہ جانا مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے جب نظر سوئے طیبہ روانہ ہوئی ساتھ دل بھی گیا ساتھ جان بھی گئی ساتھ دل بھی گیا ساتھ جان اب رہوں گا یا ہاں کس لیے میں منیر اب رہوں گا یا ہاں کس لیے میرا سارا اثاثہ مدینے میں ہے جب ہوں گا یا کس لیے میرا سارا اساسا مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے
Channel, a very important topic. What is malice and hatred? What is the definition? Why it is haram in Islam to be a malice and hatred towards a Muslim without any Sharia reason? And what are the destructions we are facing in our society nowadays because of these illnesses and diseases, inshallah, Azzawajal. And how we can protect ourselves? This is our topic today. I will start with our, mashallah, Sayyid Munib Shah Sahab. What is the definition, inshallah, later on, and kya kya iske consequences hain aur iske zariye maashre mein kya tabahi ho rahi hai, inshallah. We'll discuss all these things today, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So first and foremost, this topic, malice and hatred. Malice itself is a very vast topic, and hatred is a very vast topic. But generally, whenever malice is discussed, hatred is discussed, and vice versa also. And you mentioned in regards to the definition, ulama have mentioned many definitions. Imam Ghazali rahimahumullah has mentioned a definition as well. But one of the definitions the brothers can give later on also as well. But one of them is that to hold enmity in a person's heart, and the moment you get a slight slip up, a person, you see a person slip up slightly, and that all the enmity in a person's heart that you've built up till now, you release it all in one go. And this is one of the definitions of malice also. And this is the sad reality that happens. So you'll see people in life, we might have experienced it, the viewers of Madni Channel might have experienced it as well, that one person for good, let's say you've known a person for approximately 20 years of your life. About 19 and a half years, he's been quiet. He hasn't said anything to you. But the moment that you slip up, the moment that you do something that you shouldn't have done, for example, or you slip him in certain case, now he's going to forget all of that 19 years of friendship or whatever his relation is with you, and then he's going to let everything out, he's going to take everything out from the 19 years, and this is malice as well. And this is something, this does not enter the heart, should not enter the heart of a Muslim in particularly, because these are not just diseases. These are not just diseases, these are spiritual diseases.
No.
And curing a disease is possible, but you know, curing spiritual diseases is even harder than normal. And because spiritual disease, it does not just affect your body, but affects your soul also. Then from the soul, it affects your mind, the way you think. And this is why it's very difficult for a person. For example, someone who has malice or hatred, he won't think that. He thinks, no, whatever I'm thinking is, you know, is fine, is the truth. And, you know, whatever I'm saying is correct. This is where, when spiritual diseases come into play, they veil the eyes. So whenever someone tries to reform that person, he'll start on him as he goes, what do you know, and everything. So this is something that we should refrain from ourselves as well. And there are various narrations of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam in regards to malice, the destruction of those as well. And inshallah, as well, as the program goes on, we will mention them as well, inshallah.
Mashallah. Iftikhar bhai.
Jishan sahab, a lot of sins that we see being committed are normally physically we see people doing wrong, but the illnesses of the heart and what's in our heart, these illnesses, they don't get shown on a CT scan when other diseases are highlighted, nor in our blood test results will they get shown that you have malice or hatred in your heart. But these illnesses are such illnesses that we have to learn about. There's a lot of literature that is available now, especially from Maktabatul Madina and on Dawah Islami's website. And there's a very comprehensive book written on this topic, Hatred and Malice. And from there, it's mentioned that Imam Ghazali Rahma, regarding the definition, has mentioned that malice signifies that one in his heart, he regards someone as a burden. You think that person is a burden. He's somebody that shouldn't be there. You should be a person, individual, that you don't want to hear or know, or associate any good with. He bears hatred, enmity, and grudges against him, and such feelings remain constant forever. Such is the feelings that you have towards the individual, and this hatred, this malice is hidden inside your heart. For instance, there's a person, when you think of him, you feel bitterness towards him, and wave of hatred flashes in your heart and mind. That person's mention is straight away your opportunity now. Like Shah Sahib has mentioned, your opportunity to speak ill of him, your opportunity to have a go at him, or to jump on the bandwagon and mention other faults about him, you're using that opportunity. Why? Because you already had malice in your heart. You had hatred in your heart. When you see him, you don't want to see him. When he speaks, you don't want to listen to him. Why? There's reasons for that. But these reasons we talk about, but that's one reason. It's mentioned that on one occasion, an individual, he came into the court of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and said, we went on Hajj. Another man was also with us. When he passed away, we arranged for his funeral and we dug for his grave to bury him. When we were laying him to rest, we found that there were black snakes. We immediately abandoned that grave and dug another. And in that grave were black snakes as well. We have therefore delayed his burial and come to you to ask you, what should we do? Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, this is his hatred he kept in his heart towards others. Go and bury him in that same grave. This hatred and malice will destroy us. It will destroy us. For no reason we are carrying hatred, malice in our hearts. And this malice, this hatred we have for others, for whatever reason, we can hide it from the world, we can hide it from others and pretend that we like and there's no issue. But there's an issue, truly it will be too late when we buried in the grave. And we see the consequences of that hatred that we've been carrying with us. If we further listen regarding the hatred and what people do with this hatred, after carrying it in their hearts for many, many years, whenever they get an opportunity, they want to execute that hatred. They want to execute that malice, and then it transforms into hatred through their action. So whether they do it physically or they do it verbally, they want to get back at that person. Remember, it is haram to bear malice and hatred towards a Muslim without any shari reason. There's no shari reason, and we got malice in our hearts towards another Muslim. This is something that we need to empty our hearts from. Like is mentioned that there are illnesses of the body, but the illnesses of the hearts are such illnesses that unless we get spiritual cure for them and we learn about them, we are carrying them without even knowing. Allah. If somebody says there's cancer in your body and it's reached stage 4, it's reached stage 4, it's at the very last stages, imagine how that person will feel. But if somebody tells us and informs us that there's this illness in your heart, and this illness will destroy you, and it will take you and lead you to the hellfire, it's at such a stage, do we have concern and worry for that? No. Why? Because we don't have any tawajjuh, and we don't have our mindset on removing these illnesses. The Prophet ﷺ said, undoubtedly, childbearing and malice are in hell, and they both cannot be gathered in a Muslim's heart. The Prophet ﷺ further mentioned that the deeds of mankind are submitted on every Monday and Thursday. All the mu'mineen, true believers, are granted forgiveness. All the Muslims, all the believers are granted forgiveness, except two brothers bearing malice against one another. And it is said, leave them. Leave them alone until they give up their malice and settle their differences. By keeping this malice, this grudge in our heart, it leads to murder. It leads to families being destroyed. It leads to families being separated. It leads to divorce. It leads to so much destruction in the society that we cannot imagine. And yet it's very, very few occasions that we hear about it, we learn about it, or we read about it. So it's very important and crucial that these topics such as malice and hatred are highlighted, and we have the opportunity to learn about them and rid our hearts of these illnesses.
MashaAllah. Iftikhar bhai and Munib Shah sahab explained beautifully. Kuch Punjabi vich bhi tusi.
Ji bilkul Shah ji. Topic ta bada vast aur wasee hai. Bahut kuch is bare kiya ja sakta. Kuch bimariyan, kuch guna zahiri hunde bande nu apparently pata chal janda. Sharab hai, chori hai, rishwat hai. Lekin kuch bimariyan internally hundiyan, heart de naal, tade dil de naal unna da taluq hunda. Unna de bare ਜਾਨਣਾ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਆ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਬਿਮਾਰੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਜਲਦੀ ਪਤਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਚੱਲਦਾ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਕੀਨਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਹੋ ਗਈਆਂ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਇਲਾਜ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਆ, ਇਲਾਜ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਰੀਰ ਜਬ ਤੱਕ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਕੀ ਆ, ਇਹਦੀਆਂ ਅਲਾਮਾਤ ਕੀ ਆ, ਇਹਦੇ ਅਸਰਾਤ ਕੀ ਆ, ਇਹਦੇ ਕੋਨਸੀਕੁਐਂਸਿਸ ਕੀ ਆ। ਅਤੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਬੰਦਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣੇਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅਜ਼ਵਜਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਣ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੇਗਾ। ਇਮਾਮ ਗਜ਼ਾਲੀ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲ੍ਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹ ਨੇ ਇਹਯਾ ਉਲੂਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹਦੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਦਰਅਸਲ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਹੈ ਕੀ। ਫਰਮਾਉਂਦੇ ਅਲ ਹਿਕਦੂ ਅਨ ਯੁਲਜ਼ਿਮਾ ਕਲਬਹੂ ਇਸਤਿਸਕਾਲਹੂ ਵਲ ਬੁਗਦਤਾ ਲਹੂ ਵਨ ਨਿਫਾਰ ਅਨਹੂ ਵ ਅਨ ਯਦੂਮਾ ਜ਼ਾਲਿਕਾ ਵ ਯਬਕਾ। ਯਾਨੀ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਐਸੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਬੋਝ ਸਮਝਦਾ, ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣੀ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਅਤੇ ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਅਤੇ ਨਫ਼ਰਤ ਕਰਦਾ। ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕੈਫੀਅਤ ਨਾ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਬੰਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਕਰਦਾ, ਕੋਈ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਐਸਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲੇ, ਕੋਈ ਐਸਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਨੁਕਸਾਨ ਪਹੁੰਚਾਵਾਂ, ਮੈਂ ਇਹਦਾ ਨੁਕਸਾਨ ਕਰਾਂ। ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਆਏਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮਿਲਣ ਤੋਂ ਕਤਰਾਏਗਾ, ਅੱਗੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੋਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੇਗਾ। ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਇਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੀਆਂ, ਸ਼ੋਅ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਬੰਦਾ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ, ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਵਾ, ਹਸਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਵਾ, ਕਿਹਨੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ। ਅਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਿਲਾ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਸ਼ਰਈ ਕੀਨਾ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਹਰਾਮ ਆ। ਅਤੇ ਆਕਾ ਕਰੀਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਅੱਜ ਦੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗੀ, ਬਹੁਤ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਆ, ਪਿਛਲੀ ਉਮਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ ਪਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਸੀ। ਆਕਾ ਕਰੀਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦਾ ਫਰਮਾਨ ਅਲੀ ਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਨ ਕਰੀਮ ਮੇਰੀ ਉਮਤ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਛਲੀ ਉਮਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਲਾਇਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਲੱਗ ਜਾਏਗੀ। ਅਤੇ ਸਾਹਬਾ ਕਰਾਮ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁਮ ਨੇ ਅਰਜ਼ ਕੀ, ਯਾ ਰਸੂਲ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ, ਪਿਛਲੀ ਉਮਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਉਹ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ, ਕਿਆ ਚੀਜ਼? ਅਤੇ ਆਪ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ, ਤਕੱਬਰ ਕਰਨਾ, ਇਤਰਾਨਾ, ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਗੀਬਤ ਕਰਨਾ, ਦੁਨੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਬਕਤ ਲਿਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨਾ, ਆਪਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਰੱਖਣਾ, ਬੁਖਲ ਕਰਨਾ, ਯਹਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਜ਼ੁਲਮ ਤਬਦੀਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਫਿਤਨਾ ਔਰ ਫਸਾਦ ਬਣ ਜਾਏ। ਅਤੇ ਆਕਾ ਕਰੀਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਔਲਰੇਡੀ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਹੀ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਆ, ਪਿਛਲੀ ਉਮਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ ਪਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਸੀ, ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ, ਕੀਨਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ। ਇਹਦੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀਆਂ, ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਵਜੂਹਾਤ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀਆਂ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਹਰ ਨਿਮਤ ਵਾਲੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਹਸਦ ਕਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਛੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਮਿਲ ਗਈ, ਅੱਛੀ ਜੋਬ ਮਿਲ ਗਈ, ਉਹਦਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਵਾ, ਅਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਸਦ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਬੰਦਾ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ, ਕੀਨਾ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ। ਅਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਅਸਰਾਤ, ਇਹਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਤਾਇਜ, ਉਹ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਹਦੀ ਸ਼ਰੀਅਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀ ਹੈਸੀਅਤ ਆ, ਇਹਦੀ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਹੈ, ਤੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੋਗਾ, ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਬਚਣ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੇਗਾ।
ਮੈਨੀ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਲਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਮਦਨੀ ਪਲਸ। ਨੰਬਰ 1, ਟੂ ਸੇਵ ਯੋਰ ਈਮਾਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ illness destroy your iman as well, your faith as well. And the person who have hatred and malice in their heart, they will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah.
Allah,
imagine this, how far this person will be. And remember, this will destroy your iman, destroy your faith as well. And there is only one condition to go in Jannah, that you die with iman. And these kind of illnesses destroy your iman as well. And another thing that we complain nowadays, our du'as are not accepted. Those who have a malice and hatred in the heart, their du'as never be answered. Their du'as not accepted as well. And if you look, you know, on these blessed nights, in like Shab-e-Miraj and the 15th night of Shaban and on all these blessed nights, you will find one and two common person will not be forgiven on these nights. One of the person in that who has a malice and hatred for Muslim in their heart, they will not be forgiven on this night. So we need to be very careful about this. Many people complaining, Neef Shah Sahab, we don't have sukoon in our life. How can you have sukoon in your life when you have a malice about another Muslim in your heart? Because this person, if he is progressing, you distress anyway. You will feel stress and you will feel discomfort in your own life, in your own heart as well. And you keep looking something, ye person isko kisi tarah destroy kiya jaye. Aapko zindagi mein sukoon chahiye na, aap logon ki khushi mein shamil ho jaye, aap logon ki tarakki mein khush hona seekh le, apne dilon se books kine ko dur kar de, wallah you will find peace and sukoon. If you don't take a bath for 3 or 4 days, what will happen? Even you find your own self ke yaar ek ajeeb si kaifiyat hogi nahi hogi. Acha dusra banda to alag hi mehsoos kar raha hoga, aapko khud feel ho raha hoga ke yaar ajeeb si halat ho rahi hai, shower nahi liya hai na 3-4 din ke liye, aapko feel ho raha hoga ke kya hai. Aap acha jab aap naha kar aate hain, fresh ho kar aate hain, aapko lagta hai yaar ek bilkul hi life change ho gayi hai, आपने क्या कहते हैं ऑयल लगाया हो, साबुन से नहाए, बिल्कुल लाइफ फ्रेश हो जाती है, एक अपनी ब्रीदिंग के अंदर भी आप कंफर्ट फील करते हैं। इसी तरीके से आप देखें कि आपने कितना बुग्ज और कीना अपने दिल और दिमाग में रखा हुआ है, इतनी गंदगी है, उसको बरसों से धोया ही नहीं है, सालों से इसको लेकर घूम रहे, तो सुकून कहां से आएगा, चैन कहां से आएगा। पहले तो अपने आप को साफ करें ना, कद अफलाह मन तज़क्का, पहले तज़किया नफ्स तो करें, पहले क्लीन योर हार्ट, क्लीन योर इनसाइड। वो कहते हैं घरों को साफ करना अच्छी बात है, दिलों को साफ करना कमाल की बात है। क्लीन योर हार्ट, देन यू विल फाइंड द कंफर्ट एंड सुकून इन योर लाइफ। 95% पीपल आर कंप्लेनिंग, इज नो ब्लेसिंग, इज नो सुकून। वन ऑफ द रीजन क्या है कि कहीं ना कहीं ये बुग्ज, ये कीना आपके मैनी मैनी क्या कहते हैं ईविल्स ओपन कर देता है, बिकॉज ऑफ हेट्रीड एंड मैलिस, बैक बाइटिंग कमिंग, जेलसी कमिंग, फिर सेल्फ प्रेजिंग जो है इसके अंदर आ जाती है। ये सारी चीजें मिलकर जो है आपको तबाही और बर्बादी की तरफ लेकर जाती है। शैतान भी इसीलिए बर्बाद हुआ था, कीना रखा हुआ था, बुग्ज रखा हुआ था हजरत आदम अलैहिस्सलाम का, उसने उसको तबाह कर दिया। आज आपकी लाइफ जो तबाही की तरफ है, मे बी थिंक योर सेल्फ, अब इसका कोई शैम्पू तो है नहीं, लेकिन इसके लिए एक चीज है, वो है रिपेंटेंस, तौबा, नदामत के आंसू। निकलता बाहर है लेकिन ये अंदर को साफ कर देता है। ये आप साफ कर देंगे ना इंशाल्लाह, तो आप देखेंगे आपकी जिंदगी में सुकून आ जाएगा।
सुभानअल्लाह, सो कैरिंग ऑन फ्रॉम योर पॉइंट, यू मेंशन इन रिगार्ड्स टू अ पर्सन हु डजंट हैव अ शावर फॉर 3-4 days and he feels that iffy and that smells,
you know, like Hajj. I was going to come
to that point as well. And then the Hajj ayam, because 2-3 days that you're there and sweaty and everything, and once you even you do halq after, once you have a shower, it's like, you know, your sins are being washed away and everything. Allah. And similarly, says that this is for, you mentioned 3-4 days, this is the state. But, and you mentioned it as well, the point I was about to mention as well, that these people, you know, this is when we're telling them, you know, when someone tells them that you smell, then as a person, he starts smelling more things. But they don't have a person, as Itkharu mentioned point as well, because recognizing worldly disease, says up, is possible, but the disease of the heart, to diagnose that is very difficult. And only very few people can diagnose these diseases. These are the pious men of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When you go to them, they're already aware of this. And suddenly say, even the Grand Shura mentioned this point in regards to Amir al-Sunnah Dham Rakatum al-Aliyah, that sometimes you have a question in your mind. Or sometimes Amir al-Sunnah is mentioning something and you think that, you know what, they're talking direct to me. Like Amir al-Sunnah, they're talking direct to me. You know, that's for me. That's for me to act on. But it's general points. And this is the maqam and the shan that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given to the pious men of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this is something that people should start sitting with, the pious men of Allah who can diagnose these problems, the spiritual problems, and they can give the cure for them as well. And says Islam teaches us to beware of hatred, malice, and not have bad intentions to hurt other individuals as well. And says, you know, normal disease, if someone has cancer, who does that affect, say, sir? Just that person himself.
Just that person.
But the spiritual diseases, they just not only affect that individual, they affect the community and they affect the people around you as well. And there's a narration of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam from Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Says, لا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. That do not hate each other. Do not be jealous of one another. Do not turn away from each other, but rather be servants of Allah as brothers. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was asked to them that which of the people are the best people? Nabi Akram alayhi salam said, everyone who is pure of the heart and truthful in their speech. The Sahaba Ikram responded, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truthful in speech, we know that, you know, don't lie and, you know, be sincere in your speech. But what is a pure heart?
Allah.
What is a pure heart? And Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is a heart that fears Allah and is clean. There is no sin in it, neither aggression, neither malice, and neither any jealousy. I mean, these are pure hearts. So if we know that we have this thing inside as malice, envy, jealousy towards another Muslim, then know our heart is not clean and our heart does not fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because the one who fears Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not have this in their heart.
Kalbe Salim jisko kehte na, has to be this. Wallah, once you have this, bahut kamal ho jaya. Lekin abhi problem yahi hai na, dil mera duniya pe shaida ho gaya. اے میرے اللہ یہ کیا ہو گیا، کچھ میرے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے، اب تو جو ہونا تھا مولا وہ ہو گیا. ٹرائی ٹو ریموو دس النیس فرام یور ہارٹ. آپ کو واقعی جو سکون ہے نا، آپ غور کریں کہ ہر چیز میں آپ کو برائی نظر آتی، جب وہ بندہ نظر وہ اچھا بھی کر رہا ہوگا آپ کو پرابلم ہوگا. ایک چیز یاد رکھیں، نفرتوں کے سوداگر مت بنے، نفرتوں کے سوداگر مت بنے. ویسے ہی ماحول خراب، ویسے ہی پرابلم ہوا ہوا ہے، ٹرائی ٹو کلین یور تھنکنگ. اپنے مائنڈ کو کلین رکھیں، اپنے ہارٹس کو کلین. آلویز ٹرائی ٹو کلین یور ہارٹ اینڈ مائنڈ، بیکاز واٹ ہیپن از اس کی جو پرابلم ہے نا وہ دوسرے کو اتنی نہیں پڑے گی جتنی آپ کو سہنی پڑے گی. آپ پرابلم میں آئیں گے، آپ کا سکون برباد ہوگا، آپ کی نیند اڑ جائے گی، اس کی وجہ سے اور بہت ساری ڈیزیزز جو ہے النیسز وہ اسٹارٹ ہو جائیں گی. تو اپنے دل کو صاف کرنے کی کوشش کریں، اور یہ اسی وقت ہوگا جب آپ ایسوں کی صحبت میں بیٹھیں گے جن کے اپنے دل صاف ہوں گے. ٹرائی ٹو اب آپ کا موبائل، اباؤٹ یور کمپنی، اباؤٹ یور گوئنگ، اباؤٹ یور کمنگ، ایوری تھنگ کاؤنٹس ہوتا ہے. If you sit with those who have a clean heart, inshallah it will affect on your heart as well. And if you sit with those who have a malice for other Muslim, those who backbite, those who have a jealousy, those who are so far away from thee. And remember, they have a category of these. Apna Iftikhar bhai, there are the category of Malay and the consequence is separate. If you have a malice and hatred about the companion Ali Muridwan, is the worst one. It will destroy your iman. If you have a malice and hatred for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is also destroying your iman. Malice and hatred, this is what has mentioned in the books as well, ki kis kis se aapki ye books nafrat jo hai scholars ke sath. Ab aap gaur kare, Allah ke wali ke sath books aur kina rakhna ye kya karta hai, Allah pak ke elan e jang ho jata hai, aap bachenge nahi kahin. یقین کرے بندہ پھر کیسا بھی ہونا، دو منٹ نہیں لگتے اس کی عزت کی دھجیاں ختم ہونے کے لیے. اپنے آپ کو جو ہے کبھی بھی زبان جو ہے نا، ایک تو سب سے یہ ہے کہ بہت کیئرفل انداز میں استعمال ہونی چاہیے. آج ہمارے یہاں پرابلم یہ ہے، ایک مثال لے افتخار بھائی، سمپل ایک، وہ اگر اس کو انڈرسٹینڈ کریں، یو نو سم ٹائم وین وی ناٹ فیلنگ ویل اینڈ اور وی اوور ڈوز جس کو کہتے ہیں نا فوڈ ہے، واٹ ہیپن، وزن انکریز ہوتا ہے اور پھر جو ہوتا ہے وہ طبیعت خراب ہوتی ہے. پھر ڈاکٹر کیا ایڈوائز کرتا ہے؟ پریکاشنز، پریونشن از بیٹر دین کیور آلویز. ریمبر دس فارمولا، پریونشن از بیٹر دین کیور. ڈاکٹر کیا کہتا ہے کہ دوائی سے بہتر ہے پہلے اپنا پرہیز، وہ پرہیز کا مشورہ دیتا ہے، کم کھاؤ، یہ نہ کرو، ہم فوراً یہی کرتے ہیں. ان دا سیم وے، جب ہماری گفتگو سے احتیاط نکل جاتی ہے، جب گالیاں آتی ہیں، جب کوئی بغض اور کینہ آنے لگتا ہے، تو یہ ہمارے جسم کو اتنا ڈیمیج نہیں کرتی ہے جتنا ہماری روح کو ڈیمیج کرتی ہے. جب انسان کا جسم جب بیماری ہوتا ہے تو اس کو کوئی چیز اچھی نہیں لگتی ہے. ان دا سیم وے، جب ہم گناہوں کی بیماری بڑھ جاتی ہے، روح زخمی ہوتی ہے نا، تو عبادت کی لذت نہیں آتی ہے، قرآن کا مزہ نہیں آتا پڑھنے کا، نماز پڑھنے کا دل نہیں چاہتا ہے. تو جس طرح ڈاکٹر آپ کو دوائی دیتا ہے کہ یہ کھا لو تو ٹھیک ہو جاؤ گے، جب ایسی چیز ہو نا جب عبادت میں دل نہ لگے، بغض اور کینہ ہو، عداوت موجود ہو، تو پھر علاج میں دیر نہیں کرنی چاہیے. علاج توبہ کریں، اللہ پاک کی بارگاہ میں توبہ کریں، اور اس کے ساتھ جس کے ساتھ یہ باتیں ہو رہی ہیں کیا کریں، اگر اس نے کوئی زیادتی بھی کی ہے تو معاف کر دیں، تو معاف کرو، اللہ تمہیں معاف کرے گا. یہ وہ ساری چیزیں پریکاشنس ہیں کہ پریونشن از بیٹر دین کیور. اس سے پہلے کہ کہیں ایمان برباد نہ ہو جائے، ہم اپنے آپ کو پروٹیکٹ کر لیں، اپنے ایمان کو بچا لیں.
جی شاہ صاحب، This illness of malice opens the doors to many other sins. When it's in the heart, this illness, then what will happen is that when we see somebody else happy, we will become unhappy. When we see somebody else unhappy, we will become happy. Is this not the case that we see in front of us today? That when we hear somebody else, his son is doing something wrong, instead of having a concern, we become happy at that. Now his son is also on the down, my son is on the increase. My son is getting better. My son is being successful, his son has failed the exams. Why are you showing happiness here? You should be happy for every true Muslim is what he likes for himself, he likes for his Muslim brother. And this malice, this is one of the signs that's showing that it's in your heart. That when you heard bad and negative about others, you became happy. And you became pleased that his son is involved in drugs or involved in crime, or his son has failed exams, your son has passed exams. These are signs that there's something wrong. This detection. Another thing is that when you have secrets and you know about them, you don't know about those people, due to the malice in your heart, you want to tell others, which leads to backbiting. you want to tell ill and speak ill about that individual. You want to, like you mentioned, want to use abusive language. What is inside will come out. Mm. What is, remember, inside will come out. Yeah. And when you start to get angry due to that malice and that hatred, what is inside you, that reality will start to come out. You will start to speak those. It's further mentioned that he would look down upon him, that individual, and talk without any respect to him. He would do him injustice when he gets a chance, and when he gets a chance to get back at him, he would want to harm him. He will want to hurt that individual. He will want to make sure that that malice has got a chance to execute it, and now as he's got that opportunity, he will harm that individual. Malicious person lives his day and night filled with distress. Filled with distress.
Allah.
You know, if you go to the doctor, we mentioned reports already. If we go to the doctor and the doctor says, you have these illnesses due to your blood results, we can see. But we say, no, check his blood results. They said the illnesses are in your blood. Why are we going to tell you the blood results of the other person? When we hear regarding malice and hatred, the first thought that comes to our mind, he's not talking to us, he's talking about somebody else. It's not about me. Shah Sahib beautifully mentioned, when we hear the pious people, straight away we start feeling guilty that this is advice to me. But when we hear about malice, hatred, our mind straight away goes to the individual that we have the malice and we have the hatred for. Mm-hmm. And say, this individual, he's like this. We don't never look at ourselves. Just like the blood results will highlight our illnesses. Mm-hmm. We are trying to look at ourselves. So today, right now, think to ourselves in our heart, if a name is mentioned, a random name is mentioned to us, what do we think of that individual? If we think in negative or any of these thoughts are coming to us, or we get distressed, or the smile goes off our face, why? Why is there a reason? And this is the indication that we might have malice or grudge towards them. That individual, he has distress and he has sorrow, and he turns to these thoughts all the time. He puts up a spoke in someone's wheels. Ultimately, he deprives himself of further development. Imam Shafi Ali Rahma has said, malicious and jealous people get least peace of heart in the world. Waking up in the morning with this malice in the heart and carrying it throughout the day, how are we going to get happiness? How are we going to get happiness? This then, these spiritual illnesses then lead to physical illnesses that we end up trying to cure. Depression, anxiety, worry, concern.
You mean heart attack?
Heart attack, panic attack. These spiritual illnesses, if they are not resolved and they are not solved, then you are right. They lead to such illnesses that take a person's life. Mm. They take a person's life. These illnesses that if we don't resolve them, it starts off in school sometimes. Two friends have a small argument and then they leave it, they don't resolve it, and the malice stays. They meet each other after 20 years and they don't shake or hug each other like they were class fellows. It's like a gentle tap on the back or a forehand shake and keep them at a distance. Why? Because you got that malice. That malice is still in the heart. And the point that you mentioned is that if you don't remove this malice, it will destroy our iman. And if it leads to this malice towards the Sahaba Ikram or to the pious people or towards the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we are really seriously endangering our iman. So control this illness that we have in our heart, we have to make sure on this malice that it is cured. Remove this illness, inshallah.
You mentioned, all of us, including yourself, have mentioned various aspects of malice. How can one really understand or hatred, that he has hatred for someone? Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned something which I like to mention. Let not your hatred be destruction.
Allah.
And it was said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how is this the case? And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when you hate someone, you love to see your companion destroyed.
Mm.
Now that's the question that Abu Zayd Madani Channel can ask himself, that you know someone and you know something that just occurred. Now, say sahab, it came to me the other day as well. Now, one individual said this. He had a car accident. And this was in Pakistan. He had a car accident. And when he informed the people home that he had a car accident, you know what the response was for that person? Tum milke ne gaya.
Allah.
Tum milke ne gaya ta intinana lo ya. Oni yo na si.
He's already in problem, yeah. And are you creating more problem for him?
This is very bad. That person is, you know, of course he has hope when he's sharing a problem. Another aspect, say, sub of this, you know, malice and hatred that we have. And you know, say, sub, when we start comparing children, and they say, Mara putar bu changa. And, or, you know, then, you know, when you compare the children or you know, this child, or you look, he's bad, don't do this, don't do that. And, you know, when you see someone doing bad, see, I told you, So, you know, this comparison, I'm using these examples because these are modern day examples that parents and our Indo-Pak community, they use, and sometimes say, sub, it's not directly, they don't know that this is a sin, they don't know that this is bad. And because sometimes it's the culture that they've been brought up with. And unfortunately, this is the culture that we've been brought up with, Indo-Pak individuals, and Sharia, and they try to, and the modern society, they try to intermix that. And this is where it's wrong, and this is where we should turn towards the ulama and diagnose our problems and read the books on literature on hatred and malice and diagnose that, do we have it? If yes, as you mentioned, that repent sincerely. Our repentance needs repentance. So if you're going to repent sincerely with the intention that inshallah azawajal, you will not do this again. And inshallah, you'll see a positive change in your life.
Shaji, masla pata adikal ki hai, ki asi apni musibatan di wajah toh, parishaniya di wajah toh, dukhan di wajah toh, inne dukhi nahi. ਜਿਹਨੇ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਮਾਈਨਰ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਛੋਟੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਬੰਦਾ ਇਗਨੋਰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਸਰਵਾਈਵ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਨਾ ਇੰਨੀ ਜੈਲਸੀ ਇੰਨਾ ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਇੰਨਾ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੇ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਲੈ ਲਈ ਲੋ ਜੀ ਮਸਲਾ ਖੜਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਆ ਗਈ ਇਹਦੀ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਪੜ੍ਹਦਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਚਾਰ ਚਾਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ 'ਤੇ ਟਿਊਸ਼ਨ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੇ ਸੂਰਤ ਕੋਈ ਹਿਫਜ਼ ਕਰ ਲਈ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਸੂਰਤ ਯਾਦ ਕਰ ਲਈ ਕਾਰੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਨਾਤ ਪੜ੍ਹੀ ਆਪਨੇ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਤਲਾਕ ਫੌਰਨ ਮੇਰਾ ਬੱਚਾ
ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਕੰਪੈਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਸਟ੍ਰੇਟ ਹੋ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਬਰਦਾਸ਼ਤ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੈਸਾ ਦੌਰ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਨਫ਼ਰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੁਦਾਗਰ ਨਾ ਬਣੋ ਖੁਸ਼ੀਆਂ ਫੈਲਾਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੁਆ ਕਰੋ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਬਾਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਦੁਆ ਕਰੋ ਕਿ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਮਿਲ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਨਿਹਮਤ ਮਿਲ ਰਹੀ ਆ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਸਦਕੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਅਤਾ ਕਰੇ ਮਸਲਾ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਬਰਦਾਸ਼ਤ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਜੇ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਰੀਕ ਹੋਵਾਂਗੇ ਨਾ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਖੁਸ਼ੀਆਂ ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕਲੀ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟ
ਹੋ ਇਸ ਅ ਪੋਇਜ਼ਨ ਇਟ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਏ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਐਲਸ ਇਟ ਤੁਮੇ ਹੀ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੇ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੀਸ ਪੀਸ ਹਾਰਮਨੀ ਦੇ ਵੋਂਟ ਕਮ ਫਰਮ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਲਾਇੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਵੈਲਥ ਬਿਗ ਹਾਊਸਿਸ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਅਮੈਰੀਕਾ ਐਂਡ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਕੇ ਔਰ ਯੂਰਪ ਨੋ ਯੂ ਵੋਂਟ ਕਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਬਿਗ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਸੇ ਯੈਸ ਦੀ ਸਕੂਨ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਮੈਨੀ ਪੀਪਲ The life is just they need a medicine, they need a tablets to go to sleep. They don't have sukoon in their own house. They're living in about 1 million, 2 million mansion. The sukoon, they're coming from inside. ये जो अंदर से फूटते हैं ना ये सुकून के बूटे अंदर से ही फूटते हैं हमने खुद ही ने दरवाजे बंद किए हुए किसी का मैलिस रख के किसी का बुक्स रख के किसी का कीना रख के जब हमने ही डोर बंद कर दिए तो सुकून कहाँ से निकलेगा सुकून बाहर से दौलत से और इसके जरिए नहीं आता ये अंदर से निकलता है अल्लाह के जिक्र में सुकून है नबी पाक की पे दुरूद पाक पढ़ने से आपको सुकून मिलेगा अपने दिलों को साफ करने से सुकून मिलेगा लोगों को माफ़ करने से सुकून मिलेगा अल्लाह पाक के जिक्र करने से सजदों के अंदर ये याद रखें कि इज नो पॉइंट टू क्राई ऑन द पिलोस ये याद रखें सजदे में सर रख कर रोने से बहुत कुछ मिलेगा वो चीज़ें करें ना कि जिससे आपको सुकून भी मिले और ये चीज़ें भी दूर हो देर आर मैनी मैनी क्योर्स इनशाला आफ्टर अ पैकेज इनशाला उसके ऊपर भी बात करते हैं हाउ वी कैन रिमूव दिस इलनेसिस फ्रॉम आवर हार्ट्स इनशाला नाउ इनशाला इट्स टाइम फॉर आवर पैकेज इससे पहले एक मैसेज ले लेते हैं कुछ माशाला फ्रॉम स्कॉटलैंड चलें जी योर आंसर इज करेक्ट Tariq from Scotland. Umme Hasan Atsan Attariya. Ab to bas ek hi dun hai Madina dekho inshallah. Ahmed Umme Hani and Hadia Rafiq from Bradford. Aye inshallah let's watch a package.
My dear viewers, let's listen to some of the sayings about the condemnation of fights and quarrels. Number one, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the most unliked person in the blessed court of Allah azawajal is the one who is the most quarrelsome. Number two, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the person who quarrels without any reason always displeases Allah azza wa jal until he gives it up. Number three, The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, no nation has ever gone astray after remaining on the right path, but due to quarrels. Number 4. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, a bondman cannot attain the excellence in the reality of Iman until he stops quarreling despite being right. My dear viewers, from the previous mentioned blessed ahadith, it has become obvious that Allah Azza wa Jal does not like a quarrelsome person because he displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. Quarreling leads a person astray, and the one who quarrels despite being right cannot become perfect in the reality of Iman until he stops quarreling. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives the ability that we're able to stop quarreling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we follow the blessed sunnah of Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi nabi al-ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Asif bhai, kalam.
Akhri umr mein kya ra na ke duniya dekhu ab to bas ke hi dhun hai ke madina dekhu mere maula ab to bas se ke hi dhun شاہ بہرو بر مدینے میں میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو یا رسول اللہ پائے شبی روشب پر فاطمہ ہے در مدینے میں مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں سمجھ لوں تو اٹھاؤں نظرے دل ذرا سب لے تو میں جا نی پہ خزرا دیکھوں میرے مولا اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں میرے مولا اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے کاش ایک بار یوں ہی بسر ہو میری کاش ایک بار یوں ہی عمر بسر ہو میری صبح کعبے میں ہو اور شام شام کو تیبا دیکھوں میرے مولا اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں میرے مولا اب تو بس
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Inshallah, our segment, let's revive a sunnah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Jannah. Manisha sir.
Ji say sir, some of the sunnahs in regards to Jummah Salah also, inshallah, as I would mention today. And one of the most important things, I think we mentioned this twice today already, but let's link it to Jummah Salah also, and that is taking a shower, taking a ghusl, or having a bath for Jummah Salah as well. And it is mentioned in regards to narrations of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, the actions that they would do. Another is that, I'll mention two, and inshallah the Muballighin can mention as well. One of them is, of course, taking a bath on the day of Friday. And second one is putting on one's best clothing and using perfume. This is linked together as well. And generally, says that what we see in Jummah Salah is that people, of course, at that time is work time, and they come in the same work clothes, especially those that are builders and everything. So like dirty clothes, they come into the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the Jummah Salah in that place as well. We understand work is important as well, but in regards to for Salah, one should have separate clothing in the car at his workplace. So when he's performing Salah, you take some fresh clothes out, put some itar on, and head towards Jummah, the place that reading Jummah, inshallah. MashaAllah.
Beautiful Imam Sharif, the beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a lot of youngsters, they want to adorn the Imam Sharif, but they feel a little bit shy. They think that what people are going to say about me, or how am I going to look outside. And continue on from the point that Shah Sahib making regarding the blessed day of Jum'ah, the advice is that on the blessed day of Jum'ah, for the Jum'ah Salah, start wearing it for the Jum'ah Salah, inshallah. It's a small period of time, it's not a long period of time. At that time, you have a lot of jazbah, you're going to wear your best clothing, you want to go. And a lot of youngsters, they start off by wearing on Jum'ah Salah, and they get into the habit of adorning and wearing more often. So those that want to wear, there's a lot that do want to wear. And they sometimes say, can you tie my Imam Sharif for me? Can you put the Imam Sharif on for me? Because first time is difficult. And sometimes you can't tie the Imam Sharif. But the more you tie, it's like the school tie. You know, we used to get school tie and we couldn't tie. We used to ask our dad to do it, and we used to use the same one for about a year. And if it ever became open, then we were stuck. So Imam Sharif first is difficult. when you're tying it, you can't get it right. It takes a bit of time. But after tying it regularly, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, even without using a mirror, you'll be able to tie your Imamah Sharif. Alhamdulillah, and adorn the Imamah Sharif. So start off with at least wearing on Friday, Jum'ah Salah, inshallah.
Jum'ah de din de masnoon amal e hadith e mubarakah de vich bhi mention kite gaye, miswak karna, ghusl karna, khushbu lagana, tel lagana, acha libas pehna, masjid de vich jaan de vich jaldi karna, امام دے قریب بیٹھنا خطبہ وغیرہ غور دے نال سننا تو کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی سنت مبارکہ دے اوپر عمل کیتا جائے خوشبو لگائی جائے تیل لگایا جائے مسواک کیتی جائے کتنی پیاری سنت آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی مبارکہ تے آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی سنت تے جے تو انشاءاللہ عزوجل عمل کران گے اودی فضیلتاں برکتاں انشاءاللہ سانو ضرور حاصل ہوں گی
انشاءاللہ انادر سیگمنٹ انشاءاللہ دیکھتے One advice.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Individuals who are leaders in profession, or it be then education, I mean, they're a manager of some sort. They are workers underneath them. And they struggle to sometimes control or to, you know, when they give a command, for example, and the ones that are beneath them, they take it from one ear and out the other. And this is a quote as well, that don't be too sour that people spit you out. And don't be too sweet that people swallow you. It's maybe that you're being too sour that people don't listen to you. And maybe you're being too sweet again that people don't listen to you. So keep an average pace between the workers, your managers beneath you, your employers, and inshallah azza wa jal, any advice or any recommendation you give to them, they'll be on board. And always have a balance in judgment as well, rather than just, you know, making sure you're showing them that you're the authority here and you're making them do it.
Mashallah.
There was two things that came to mind. I think I'll go with the second one. In this particular moment, throughout the UK, a lot of children are sitting the exams. They're going to be sitting the exams, whether the GCSE or A-levels. My advice to parents is that don't overpressure them, or like we mentioned, compare them with others, that they feel that they are not as good as somebody else. Remember, everybody has got their own ability, they've got their own strengths and their weaknesses. Somebody can try very hard and not achieve the grade, as somebody that could try very little and just being blessed with that intellect, they can get that grade. So one of the advice I would give is that encourage them to study and say to them that as long as you try your best, we'll be proud and happy with you. So they don't turn around and see a piece of paper and think they've failed. They're not a failure. There's so many options that are still available to every individual after they finish their exams and their GCSEs. So don't think to yourself, if you're doing GCSEs, or to the parent, that if they come back and they haven't achieved those results, they're a failure. No, this is the start now. This is the start of something, and there's so many opportunities. And one of those opportunities, alhamdulillah, is Jamiatul Madina. Jamiatul Madina is a chance for all students to come and alhamdulillah learn the sciences of Islam, and also inshallah azza wa jal to better themselves.
Mashallah.
The jehdi advice hai aj de topic de naal hi related hai. Hazrat Sayyiduna Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi taala alayh, inhon ne na Khalifa Harun Rashid nu ek martaba nasihat karde hue advice karde hue irshad farmaya, ae haseen o jameel chehre wale, yaad rakh kal baroze qiyamah Allah tujhse makhlooq ke bare mein sawal farmayega. Agar tu chahta hai ki tera ye khoobsurat chehra jahannam ki aag se bach jaye, تو کبھی بھی صبح ہو یا شام اس حال میں نہ کرنا کہ تیرے دل میں کسی مسلمان کے متعلق کینہ یا عداوت ہو. بے شک رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جس بندے نے اس حال میں صبح کی کہ وہ کینہ پرور ہے تو وہ جنت کی خوشبو نہ سونگ سکے گا. یہ سن کر خلیفہ ہارون رشید رونے لگ گئے. تو کوشش کرنی چاہیے دے ساڑے دل دے وچ کسی مسلمان بھائی دے واسطے بغض نہ ہوئے کینہ نہ ہوئے.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. One advice from my side as well, always sleep with a clean heart. Inshallah, I'll give you a peaceful sleep. Tablets ki bhi zarurat nahi hogi. Erase all the bad that happened in the day. Forgive those who have hurt you. Repent and always remember. You remember the people, those jo nek log hai, unki zindagi kaise thi. Remember those people. کیونکہ جو دنیا میں لوگوں کو معاف کرے گا اللہ قیامت میں ان کو معاف کرے گا. آپ کو بہت زیادہ برڈن ہوگا. عموماً یہ ہوتا ہے کہ ہم کہتے ہیں ہمارے ساتھ ہی ظلم ہوا ہے. ہر دفعہ ایسا نہیں ہوگا, ہر دفعہ یہ کیس نہیں ہوگا, لیکن ہمارا یہ ہوتا ہے میرے ساتھ ہی ظلم ہوا ہے, اور میرے ساتھ ظلم ہوا ہے جب تک اگلا معافی نہیں مانگے گا میں جو ہے وہ آگے نہیں بڑھوں گا. حالانکہ کبھی غور سے سوچیں گے نا بیٹھ کر تو پتہ چلے گا یار میری ہی پرابلم تھی, میری اس بے احتیاطی کی وجہ سے یہ سارا معاملہ خراب ہوا, ایک برسوں کا ریلیشن شپ جو ہے وہ خراب ہو گیا. تو کبھی کبھی اپنے آپ پر بھی غور کر لینا چاہیے. وی آلویز ٹرائی ٹو بلیم ادر پیپل, آلویز ہوتا ہے بلیم گیم ہوتا ہے, ریلیشن شپ میں کبھی بلیم گیم نہیں ہوتا ہے. جن کو ریلیشن اپنے لانگ رکھنے ہوتے ہیں نا تو وہ چھوٹی موٹی باتوں کو اگنور کرنا جانتے ہیں. تو کبھی ایسی سچویشن آ جائے تو اگنور کر دیا کریں, گاڑی کو آگے چلنے دیں لائف کی.
A person should follow guidance that have been given to him, that if you're negative minded you'll think of everything as negative, even positive things. And always if someone tells you something, listen to them as well. Not everyone can give advice as well. There's one woman says that she comes out once and she looks at the moon, she goes, and the moon is far of course, and she does this and she goes, the moon smells today, aaj chaand se bu aa rahi. Then after she realized that it's her own hand that smells. So in reality, when you look at other individuals that, oh look, this is what he's doing. In reality, the smell or whatever's happening is within us. And this is something that we need to diagnose, see if we have a pure heart or not. And this is how we get this commonly, oh, mera dil paak saaf hai. My heart is, you know, pure. I have nothing against anyone and everything. But at the same time, we don't wish for others to succeed. And it is mentioned by Ibn Arabi rahimahumullah ta'ala as well, that the heart cannot be pure if it holds malice, envy, jealousy, pride, arrogance. Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah writes, faith is not complete until a Muslim abandons envy, which is jealousy in this context, rancor, malice, and malevolence. Meaning that faith is not complete if you have malice. And if you have malice, then the heart cannot be pure also. So if you want a pure heart, you need these things, we need to take away as well. And last he says, I have a quote that I like to end on, inshallah, the Muballighin can mention as well.
Okay.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
SubhanAllah.
Yes, darkness cannot be wiped out with darkness. Only light can do that.
Ji.
Hate cannot be wiped out with hate. Only love can do that. So if you know that you've had this problem of hate, if you know you had this problem of malice, and other people know of this as well, that you just hate and you know, says, you know, nowadays we see as a joke that you're just a hater. Says, you know, behind a lot of jokes, that's reality. When a lot of jokes that people say, oh, you're just a hater, you hate on everything I do. Sometimes, says, there's reality behind that. Because on everything a person hates. So if you know you have this problem, now show love. Don't show love just to show off, but just how with the firm belief you hated someone. Firm belief, now start to love them as well. Say sir, when you love someone properly, then you'll praise every little thing he does. When you hate someone, you pick out every bad thing the person does as well. So here, this is something that we can take on board as well.
There's a great excellence in saying salam and shaking hands with the Muslim. Why? It removes malice towards each other, and exchanging gifts increases love and removes hatred. So three things have been mentioned here. First, giving salam. Regardless of if you know the Muslim brother or you don't know him, giving salam, this will increase love. You take away that hatred, that malice. And the one that gives salam first, he's closer to Allah Almighty. Shaking hands in the manner that both hands are touching each other and there's nothing in between. Nowadays, people come to shake hands and with one hand they're pushing you away and with the other hand they try to shake hands with you. This is already indicating that the person doesn't want to get close to you. So shake hands in that manner that is warm, is welcoming, and the person feels happy that you are happy to see him. The next and the last point that I'll mention is exchanging gifts. Now this is a beautiful way to take hatred and malice out of your heart and leave a good impact on others. Now this gift doesn't mean have to be a sports car or a brand new TV or an iPad. In the form, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, of a tasbih, itar, a booklet, anything that you can take and give to somebody, there will be happiness. I was in Pakistan recently and I was speaking to some family members and I said, I met somebody, an elder, do you know who he is? They said, we know this elder really well. They said, when we were kids, he used to give us toffee and sweets. And that was 25 years ago. So imagine the impact that gift had on those people, that they're remembering him for a gift he gave that was probably a rupee or 2 rupees back in that in those days that he gave to them as a gift. But it left such an impression that, that it took the malice or any hatred from their hearts, and it created that seed of love for the rest of their life. So like was mentioned, when children come to us, instead of looking for their fault, somebody, we see somebody's child and we say, oh, you've gone overweight, haven't you? You've become a bit chubby. Now imagine how he's going to feel. Oh, you're wearing glasses now. What's happened to your eyesight? You haven't grown, have you? Look at your brother. He's a lot taller than you. You haven't grown. Instead of making these comments, say something positive to him that he remembers you and he looks forward to seeing you next time, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Musliman is the most important thing about the iman. ਤੇ ਬੁਗਜ਼ੋ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਅੰਦੇਸ਼ਾ ਉਲਮਾ ਕਰਾਮ ਨੇ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਇਮਾਨ ਹੀ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ। ਤੇ ਅਕ ਅਕਰਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਹਦੀਸ ਪਾਕ ਫਰਮਾਨੇ ਇਬਰਤ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੈ। ਅਕ ਅਕਰਮ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ, ਤੁਮੇ ਪਿਛਲੀ ਉਮਤੋਂ ਕੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਹਸਦ ਔਰ ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਸਿਰਾਇਤ ਕਰ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਮੂਡ ਦੇਣੇ ਵਾਲੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਬਾਲ ਮੂਡਤੀ ਹੈ ਬਲਕਿ ਇਹ ਦੀਨ ਮੂਡ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਬਹਾਨਹੁ ਵਤਾਲਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਚਣ ਦੀ ਤੋਫੀਕ
ਦੇ। ਸੁਬਹਾਨਹੁ ਵਤਾਲਾ। ਅਮ ਫਿਊ ਵਜ਼ਾਇਫ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅੱਜ਼ਾ ਵਜਲ ਟੂ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟ ਦੀਸ ਇਲਨੈਸਿਸ। ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਫੀਲ ਮੈਲਿਸ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਦੈਟ ਰਿਸਾਈਟ ਆਊਜ਼ ਬਿੱਲਾਹਿ ਮਿਨਸ਼ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨਿਰ ਰਜੀਮ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ। ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਰਿਸਾਈਟ ਆਊਜ਼ ਬਿੱਲਾਹਿ ਮਿਨਸ਼ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨਿਰ ਰਜੀਮ 10 ਟਾਈਮਸ ਅ ਡੇ, Allah Almighty appoints an angel to give him protection against shaitan. So, yani ki very easy wazaif hai, very easy you can get protection from the reciting Suratul Nas is sufficient to remove evil thoughts as well. And also Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi stated, the Awliya Karam rahimahumullah salam said, whoever recite La Hawla 21 times morning and evening and blows onto water and drinks it, inshallah he will live in peace against the evil thoughts from shaitan to a considerable extent. These sari cheeze badi easy hain, agar aap chahe to kar sakte hain. Aur sabse pehli cheez, logon ko maaf karna seekhe, logon ke liye ease dena seekhe, inshallah aapke liye bhi ease hogi inshallah. Right answer kya hai, chalaiyega Makkatul Mukarrama. Brother Kesar from Blackburn, he sent the message as well. Me Asan from Bolton, Jazakallahu Khaira for your right answer, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of